It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Miles Nelson with Price City Public Works. We've got, you know, things we got to talk about with the spring and the summer months coming up. We're going to talk water, of course, and something that always seems to grow without water. We're going to talk weeds, and then we're going to talk about some current upcoming city projects as far as road work and things that are going to be done in the Price City area. Miles, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thanks for having me today, Dave.
Anytime. Let's talk about Price City. First, how are things going in Price City?
We're doing well. We're moving along, moving into the new spring and summer seasons and changing our approach to what we're doing at Public Works.
All right. So first up, and it should be the first thing on everybody's mind, is water. Let's talk about water for a moment because we did not get out of the winter what we wanted. And we're looking at facing pretty much probably a spring and summer like we did last year. And we made it through last year, but there are still some things that we need to watch out for and keep an eye on, right?
Exactly. It's been a tough year again. Our snowpack only reached about 80% this year on average. We had a time where it was a little bit higher than that, but then it came off a little bit early this month. And our Schofield Reservoir is only at 33% capacity. So we're still in a drought situation. We're still looking to make adjustments to our water usage this year. The city has had great success in working with the residents. Last year, we asked the residents to voluntarily use less water, to be wise, and when they use their water during the hottest parts of the day, don't be watering outside during the hottest part of the day, and to use less water to keep your landscaping green. A lot of times we tend to overwater, thinking it's going to make things even greener and prettier, when we usually use too much water doing that.
All right, so there's a few things that they can do around the house and those kinds of things. And it's just, once again, you said that what they did last year and how much, what was the water usage was down last year? How many percent?
Exactly. We our water treatment plant, which treats all the water that comes to Price City, reported 30% less demand last year, which was amazing because it helped us preserve the water we had.
That is very good. So what are some of the ways that people can do that as far as watering too much and those kinds of things?
Again, being careful to maybe make sure you're not leaving lawns being watered unattended. Yeah, use time sprinklers if you can, but make sure that you don't spend more than 25-30 minutes on a station watering your lawn.
And also one of the biggest things I think too that needs to be said here is don't water during the heat of the day, because you're wasting the water that you're watering with.
Exactly.
On those kinds
you're
of times,
getting a lot
right?
of evaporation during the middle of the day that you don't need to have happen. So.
All right. And last year, they had a water conservation committee. Are they going to do that again this year? And who's going to be on it this year?
Yes. We launched a water conservation committee this last year, and it's active still this year. We have the mayor and a council member, Representative Rick Davis, and also representatives from the big water users in town, which are USU Eastern, the school district, and ourselves. We have our own significant amount of lawn on parks and those areas. And those groups, that group gets together and meets regularly to talk about how we're doing with our conservation efforts, sharing of ideas on how we can run sprinklers that have better better way of managing the timers on those sprinklers. And actually, there's times when we have rain once in a while. Dave, we do have rain once in a while. And when the rains, we get a lot of calls saying, hey, how come the college is watering, or how come the city's watering the parks during the rainstorm? Well, it would take a person all week long to turn off the sprinklers and turn them back on for one rainstorm. Yet we're right now working on adding technology to the city sprinklers where we can turn those off electronically by remote on the employee's phone. Even they could do that, then they can quickly turn things on and off compared to manually. There's no way we can physically get those manually turned off each rainstorm.
All right, so we've got that, and then the one thing like we talked about that always grows without water is weeds, and there is a weed ordinance for Price, so you wanted to speak to that for just a moment.
Yes, just a reminder that the weeds are going to come whether you water or not, and the parkways are the responsibility of the adjacent landowner to keep those parkways, the weeds, under control. And so we're asking you please control those weeds and keep those down, and keep our city beautiful.
All right, and then we'll wrap up the conversation we're having here today with some of the road projects that are coming up into the spring and summer months.
Sure. As we move into the warmer weather, we finally have asphalt available to be able to do patching on the roads. It's difficult during the winter time to patch those roads because we have to use what's called a cold mix. It doesn't hold as well as a hot mix does. So now that we have hot mix available, we're going to be doing a lot more patching to the potholes, getting those holes filled to prevent damage to property. If you see potholes, we appreciate you letting us know about them because we don't always see every one of them. And we drive different roads than you may drive. Please let us know and we'll get on those as quick as we can. The other part of the plan this summer is to later in the summer have a resurfacing project called the Cape Sealing Project. We're going to go through about 20 blocks through town and resurface those roads with a Cape Seal surface, which gives it a new seal on top, which gives it a great wearing course, which provides the road a lot longer longevity. And in some of the cases, we're going to take some of the roads that are in rougher shape and patch those before we do that, so we'll have some improvements on some of the roads as well. But that treatment is really important because it adds 15 to 20 years to a road life, and it's really expensive to replace a road. The project we did last year on 300 East was very expensive, and we can't do that every year because it's just the cost is so immensely high.
So is there, I mean, and I'm sure you'll get information out when these projects are coming up. Because yeah, it's going to be another, it sounds like 20, did you say 20 roads or 20 blocks?
20 blocks.
20 blocks. That's yeah. A lot.
It is.
In a town like Price. So, keep an eye out for that. Keep an eye here and listen in and we'll, you know, get you the information as soon as we get it. And once again, yes, if you've got things that you're seeing like potholes, those kinds of things, they would appreciate you to call them because like you said, you don't drive where they drive and maybe nobody sees it. So if they have those things, what do they need to do? Who do they need to call?
Then call us at Public Works at 637-5010 and we'll get on that list as quick as we can to get that taken care of.
All right.
We're also asking people to be really safe around those work areas. If you see our guys out working on the roads, please respect the fact that they're out there working and in an unsafe condition with the traffic going by. Please slow down and give them room to get around.
Most definitely. You can't get them fixed if people are having to worry about dodging cars.
Exactly.
All right. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time. And you know what? Here's to a good, safe summer, spring months, and save all the water you can, right?
Exactly. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.